Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, officially episode 200.
Woo!
I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, we have to do this one short, unlike the last one.
Okay, fine.
So what is our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually got two messages. We got one, like, right now, just like a few minutes ago.
Oh!
It's from James from Mount Vernon.
What up, James?
He says, hey, ladies, just wanted to say you guys rock. Thanks for keeping my days interesting on the morning show with BJ and then this podcast.
Aww, thanks, James. That was nice. Wow. Happy New Year. Positive vibes, yeah.
Totally. Happy thoughts.
Totally, man.
Oh, and didn't we have another one on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
That one, we just talked about it. And I'm like,
we did.
We were hoping we could hear back from the guy.
Yes, to get some clarification.
But we can answer both ways, I suppose.
Yes. He randomly messages us and says, is it rude of me to demand no glitter next time I throw a party? And I responded, like, glitter people throw or people wear glitter? Like,
yeah,
the glitter people wear.
Exactly. Because I had a roommate. He didn't do this with glitter, but he did this with confetti.
Mm.
It would piss me off. And confetti guns, like the little,
yep,
the big long ones that you pop open. Because when it was somebody's birthday or like New Year's or whatever, he would get drunk and he would always have like two or three those big confetti popper things.
Yeah, and they're so pretty.
They're fun. But he did it over the food once. And I spent all morning cooking and putting out the food. I'm like, dude, you got paper all over my food.
That's the worst spot.
And then the cleanup, the cleanup wasn't so bad. I just sweep it up. But then I'd be finding the little pink cannon pieces and then confetti everywhere, because mm-hmm, he takes these bags of confetti and just like throws it in your face when it's your birthday. Happy birthday!
I love that.
Oh, it got into my eyeball once. It was not fun.
Yeah, I think this guy's probably talking, I assumed like glitter and confetti like on New Year's, yeah, type of thing. I was in the grocery store and I love the poppers. I love, mm-hmm, just regular glitter. I love, you know, the confetti you get that you just would lay like on a table.
Right.
Which just gets everywhere. It gets like stuck in your carpet. It kind of hurts when you step on it. I love it. But I went to a party on New Year's that was a friend of a friend, and I was like, I do not know this person that well to bring this stuff into their house. Mm-hmm. If it was like my friend, if it was like my house, I would have,
uh-huh,
probably
like
maybe like maybe the cannons, not the actual, yeah, like
Glitter,
because mm-hmm, my roommate would kill me, aka my father.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's totally okay for you to say you don't want it in your house, because,
yeah,
who ends up cleaning it up? Probably you.
And you'll find that stuff, like, I had Band-Aid, like, when we lived in the first apartment, and then he did it 1 year, because I'm like, you're not allowed to do this. So he gave the confetti to everyone else, and they did it.
They didn't tell us that we weren't allowed to do it.
Yeah, no, he purposely did this.
Smart.
And
I like
so
it.
It wasn't until the third place we lived in Seattle, I was still, like, that was, like, we had not done any of the actual confetti, and I was finding confetti when I moved.
Really?
I'm just like, what the hell? Where is this coming from?
It just never leaves.
And glitter is worse.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand. If you're talking about, like, glitter women wear, I want to know how much glitter they're wearing. Because most of the time, like, when you put glitter on, like, your eyes, you use some adhesive. Like, I'll do, like, eyelash glue sometimes, but that sticks. That'll stick through, like,
I will say,
war,
like, the shimmery glitter, I wear that a lot. I wear it on my eyes, and I wear it on my chest. And that does get, like, if you hug me and you're, like, boob level, that'll get on your face.
I think shimmer is very different. Like, the very, like, faint but still visible, like, shimmery glitter.
Yeah.
I think, like, the big chunky glitter that people wear, I think that does get everywhere. But if it's stuck on you like a gel type of thing, it shouldn't move.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's more of the confetti glitter.
Yeah, glitter on the body I think is okay. Glitter and confetti that you just throw everywhere I think is totally okay to band at your house.
Yeah.
But also, if you're having a New Year's party or something, that's probably going to be a big thing people are going to bring and or want to pop off. So just go outside.
Yeah. Or
yeah,
not have the party at your house.
Or that, too.
Yeah, for New Year's.
I wish I had brought some and just done it outside. I didn't even, like, think of that. But next year.
Moving on, next year, I will be 31. Or this coming
30
year.
30 wonderful.
I know. So for New Year's next year, I will be 30 wonderful, and you will be 29.
Yeah, I would have just turned 29. Oh,
isn't that crazy? But yeah. I found two different articles that blew my mind in the sense of, like, okay, like, I never thought of it this way. But one of them is, there's apparently a new study that says that if you're 24 years old,
okay,
you're not technically an adult yet.
Oh, think, baby Jesus. What about if you're 28?
I think you think you might still
not be an adult.
I mean, I think you're probably like early adult, like so. There's
on
a
the cusp.
Yes. there's a few reasons for this.
Okay.
Because of better health and nutrition, adolescence now kind of starts around 10.
Okay.
Like that's when you start hitting puberty.
Wow.
Like I started puberty at like 12.
Ish,
11 to 12.
Dang, I think I started like around 10.
Yeah. So previous, you know, definition of adolescence was basically when you were 19. That was the last time because you're a teenager. Adolescence, yep. 19, you're officially no longer a teenager. But there are many biological changes that continue going on in your 20s. So that's why they say, like, why the pot vaping, they don't want kids to do them, like,
and
until
alcohol,
you're 21.
Yeah.
Because it messes with your mind. But, like, for example, your wisdom teeth typically come in when you're in your mid-20s. I think mine, they came in when I was 21.
Wow, I thought mine came in way earlier.
Actually, I don't even think I was 21. I was 20.
I'm just so mature, maybe.
Physically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, at least something.
Right.
But my boobs need to keep growing.
Right. Mine too. But it's a certain brain maturation processes that are crucial to social relationships can also occur during this decade. So the new definition takes these biological changes into account. So it's no longer you're not still a teenager in adolescence up until 19. It's like in your mid-20s.
Well, what's funny is now I feel like we think, like, if I asked you, like, would you date a 24-year-old?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Why?
Because they're
such a baby.
Yes. And actually, that's part of the reason why this is also going on. It's because of our social roles. So think about back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you think of a 21-year-old, they have a house, they have a couple kids, they have, you know, their life, like, on track.
Because they're going to die.
Yeah, like in, you know, 10 years. No. But young adults who are 24 and under can still be considered adolescents because a majority of life milestones are actually delayed now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are marrying and becoming parents later. At 21, like, oh my gosh, she had a baby at 21. Oh my gosh, she's so young.
Yeah.
And back then, that was normal.
I got some friends like that.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's like, no, I want to be like, you know, 28 or 30.
Yeah.
But because education has become more accessible and it says more affordable, but I don't think that's right. I think they mean
that is so not right.
I think they mean it's easier to get money to do it, but then to pay it off.
Like scholarships and stuff.
Or scholarships or even loans, because they're everywhere, but you have to pay them back. So a lot of people dedicate more time to that in their early 20s. And sometimes they aren't financially independent because of that. So they need the support from their parents, which makes them semi-dependent. So they're not fully adults yet. We also need to, so we're taking a look at biology and the recent social changes combined. They should also become part of the laws and social policies according to this, because overall well-being, kind of like what we were talking about with the whole vaping and smoke, because like cigarettes, I think now you have to be 21.
Yeah, I think they just had that rule.
They changed it. So now 21 if you want to buy cigarettes.
Wow, is that everywhere?
I don't know. I think in our state it is.
That's amazing.
But I think the problem, too, though, by being supported, you do need to have your insurance through your parents, and you need, like, all the, it's like, because people in their 20s especially need mental health, sex health, and substance abuse and services, and because many of them still rely on financial support from their parents, they can't afford to pay for these things. I mean, if you're lucky, you have your parents' insurance up until you're 26. But another reason why I think they're still kids is because there's a lot of adults, I feel, and you hear me get on my soapbox about this, like I get triggered when someone says millennial.
Oh, yes. She hates that word.
Like, and I don't mind
the word feminist.
I don't mind the word millennial, but I feel like people, millennial, I feel like people don't know what it is. Because they're like, oh, these dumb millennials in high school. I'm like, well, no, millennials, the youngest millennial is 23.
No, I think they know that we're millennials.
No, I mean, obviously they know that we are, but they think that we are and kids in high school.
I feel like nowadays they know that there's like someone underneath.
It's getting
20-year-olds.
It's getting better.
What is that, Gen X's or something? Or
Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen X is before us.
Before
Gen Y.
Okay, they're Gen Z. Gen Z.
Gen Z's. But they see us. They still see us as little kids, whether you're 24 or sometimes even, you know, 30. So the older adults in like the workplace kind of see you as incapable or incompetent. So they're basically, it's what they're saying here. So when it comes to social and political decisions, some of which may affect our age group directly, could be made without our participation because they're not letting us in. They're like, you're too young to be in politics, or you're too young for this or that. So they're not letting us in, but yet they're making all these decisions that are going to affect our lives more so. So that's only kind of bringing us down, like, in more, in
they're
that
older,
level.
They think they're wiser. It's kind of always been like that, I feel like.
They call us dumb, but until they need something.
Until they need to figure out, like, social media.
Yeah, right.
And then they come crawling to us.
Right. But then I found this other article, and it kind of blew my mind. It's so people go through three periods in their life where they age faster than usual.
Oh, have we hit them yet?
No.
Or one yet?
No.
Oh.
We have not hit the first one yet.
Well, because I wear the exact same thing every year on my birthday, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of my friends was saying, from my 21st until now, so 21st to 28th, mm-hmm. so 7 years or something, right? I wear the exact same thing. And so they're like, you seriously look exactly the same. And I was like, really? And then they pulled up a picture of my 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, actually, you look older in the face. And I was like,
but it doesn't look bad though. Like you, like it's funny. You look at pictures of when, like when I was 21 or when you're 21. You look more baby, like almost like high schooler.
I no, I look. I mean, maybe, but I also looked like fresher and brighter and lighter and younger.
Okay,
for sure.
And I was need like, to see a picture. So.
And I was like, because we see each other every day,
yeah.
So we don't see the changes. But then if you compare,
I'm starting to see. Like I've seen some pictures of me too, and I've seen them like, oh, like I'm getting the lines. Like, yeah. I'm excited to get like the gray hair. That I'm excited for.
I don't want nothing. I don't want wrinkles. I don't want sagginess. I don't want gray hair.
I just don't want wrinkles.
Do you want sagginess?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, like, that could be solved easy. Like, I'd rather do a surgery to help the sagginess than do any surgeries, like, wrinkly surgeries on my face, because I'm afraid I'm going to look like...
Like Botox or something?
Yeah, I worry that I'm just going to look all, like, bleh.
Like, not be able to move?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of wild, because Botox is so much easier to do than, like...
Exactly.
But tux.
Yeah, but tux, I'm like, if they mess it up, I can hide that easier than my face.
That's true.
So the three stages that we age the fastest or faster than usual is at the age of 34.
Okay.
60. And then finally at 78.
Whew, 78. I won't care.
Right.
I'm old.
But this doesn't depend on the on genetics or characteristics of the body, because we all go through these stages. That's just kind of like the average. So they did the research and discoveries and stuff. So scientists studied blood of more than 4,000 people of different ages and noticed a strange pattern in concentration and composition of the proteins in the plasma of some of the participants that was significantly different from the rest. And these differences were noticed only in people who were 34, 60, and 78.
Weird.
So since the overall condition of the body directly depends on blood quality, the researchers came to the conclusion that at these ages, when we're major aging changes take place... So that's why it's a little different. It's different. So earlier scientists were sure that aging happened gradually and smoothly. And it turns out that a person ages in the three shifts we still age during the other shifts, but we'll age faster in these three periods of our lives.
So like faster within like right as you turn or like within the year?
I mean, I guess it just depends on...
You.
A lot of things, honestly, because like they're showing pictures of people that are the same age and genetics is part of it.
Yeah.
Stress, like actually one of the things they said here, it says we all have to go through these shifts. So it's going to happen. But still, age changes are more obvious after the age of 34 in some people than in others.
Mm.
So first of all, this mostly applies to those whose parents always looked at least their age or older. So you're really going to notice these changes at 34 if, like, let's say your parents were 34 and they look like they were 34 or they looked older than 34. So if that was the case, that's what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with me because my mom looks older.
Yeah, but your dad looks hella young.
Yeah, my dad looks really young and he always has. Like, I saw a picture of him, like, when I was 17, like, my soccer picture a couple days ago. And I was like, dang it, he looks like he's in his 20s.
Yo.
And my dad was, like,
And I were the same age, I'd probably tab that. He's a dilf, y'all. He is a dilf.
And he's a very nice guy. My brothers recently told me stuff I did not want to know, by the way. That's for a different episode.
And he was a hoe, so he would have for show gotten
it's funny,
all a diss.
My brother's like, yeah, he may have done it at this place. I'm like, I've done that. I'm like, now I know where I get it from.
Tacoma bathroom?
And that was Spokane. No.
Oh, Spokane. Sorry, Spokane bathroom. My bad.
It's worse, Sarah.
Oh,
get it right.
Oh, yeah.
Spokane is worse than Tacoma. Anywho.
They're both pretty bad.
Yeah, they're getting better. Going back to this, though, it's It's connected with genetics. The body's ability to stay young and beautiful is inherited, and vice versa. We get early signs of aging from our ancestors as well. The second risk group, so of having that drastic age change at 34 or aging.
So far, I'm okay with that. 34 is, I'm impressed that it's not in the 20s.
Yeah, I am too, actually. And one of the, like, they're saying that sometimes you age like 3 years worth in 1 year.
That's so terrible.
Isn't that weird?
That really hurts myself and right. My face.
So the second risk group are people whose biological clock goes ahead of their real age. For example, two 30-year-old people can have totally different body conditions, all because the first person is biologically 20 years old. So because they're still 30, everything's still going well, their body is the same as a 20-year-old. The second one, who's 30, could biologically be 60 years old. And I know a gal who's about my age, and she has to use a cane because she has like a condition. And so her body condition, technically, even though she's, you know, late 20s, early 30s, she's probably in her 50s or 60s.
Wow.
Biologically speaking.
Is that genetics, or is that just how you take care of your body, or both?
There's both. Both are included, okay. Because obviously genetics is a big portion of it. But also, like, let's say you have a condition that hurts you. That's a big
part of
it.
That's so unfair,
right?
Like, that sucks for some people. Yep.
And that's what it says too. It's like what I was mentioning is like a human body can get 3 years older with one calendar year, and it doesn't just apply to people with unhealthy habits, people who smoke, people mm-hmm. who do drugs or drink a lot. It turns out that the level of stress in childhood and even in even birth weight affects the inner age of each person.
Mm. You know, I guess that kind of makes sense, because it's like, you know, studies show that if you do this, this will happen. Or if you don't do this, this will happen. Right. But like you hear those people like my grandma, she smokes 2 packs a day and has since she was like in high school.
Uh-huh.
And she is healthy. Like her body is healthy. It's good.
How old is she?
She'll be 85.
Wow.
She'll be 85 and she is kicking it, feeling great. Yeah, her teeth are hella effed up, but that's the only sign she has from smoking that much. When I feel like there's someone else who doesn't smoke that much and then has lung cancer and dies. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly. Like, it's just
you don't know.
You don't know. Like, you can technically be healthy
and yet still have a heart attack.
Exactly. Like, actually, I mean, it's sad. Like, my dad was telling me that he knew a gal who was 17 and she had complications from just like the flu. And had a heart attack.
What?
Yeah, and she was 17, and I think she was also an athlete. Like, isn't that crazy?
Wow. Is she okay? Did she survive?
She passed away.
Like, oh, man. Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah, like, you never know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously we're referring to, like, the outer beauty, but this also refers to, like, your actual body age on the inside,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, 'cause, I mean, it'd be nice to be like, I'm 40, but I look like I'm 30. That's awesome.
Well, my body feels like I'm 80.
Right. But I mean, like, usually if you look younger than you are, your body is probably doing all right.
Yeah, still
as well.
Kicking it, yeah.
I feel like the reason why people think I look my age or younger.
I think you look younger.
It's because I feel like I dress younger. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Probably. And you're like short, which so I think helps. But your face also looks young.
I worry that if I lose weight, I'll like look older.
You think?
Maybe. My dad lost 10 pounds and he looked older to me.
Actually, you know, now that you say it, BJ, like when he loses weight, it like scares me, because I'm like, where are you going?
Yeah.
You're so fragile now.
But also I wonder, I'm like, I hope I'm young enough to where the elasticity, I still have some left to where like if I lose the weight, I'm not going to age too much.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's like you're going to like the extra skin's going to stay there. Like, I think it's just going to bounce back.
Here's hoping. Crossing my fingers. But it does make sense that like people will age more if you had like a really horrible childhood, or even like that. We talked about that article earlier. Like, we are younger longer now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're still not mentally mature, but so we're
taking our sweet time to develop.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of stuff. Like, some of these I'm like, oh crap, that happens to me. But I think it's because of other reasons. I've been having this since high school.
Oh, like back problems or something.
Or bruises on your skin, even after a light bang. I'm always covered in bruises.
I think some people are just sensitive.
But I think I have a higher pain tolerance and I get hit. And then it's like, oh, cool. I just bumped into a wall, whatever.
You don't even feel it. And then you're like, oh, my.
Then I touch. I'm like, oh, okay, that is a bruise. Ow.
See, I'm such a little baby. I think everything's going to give me a bruise, even if it doesn't.
When the skin on your hands becomes drier and thinner and the veins show more, it could be a sign of aging. If it's difficult for you to keep up with your partner walking, or you suddenly start to notice that you're always behind your friend who's the same age, the weight gain, but not just in your belly area. Like sometimes when you, you know, the holidays, you get your little belly fat.
Oh, yeah.
But then when you actually start noticing it, like, in more places.
And, like, weird places.
Like, that you never before, that could be a sign of aging as well.
Do you know what I really notice now that I heard it somewhere. Maybe you told me. But the, what's it called, crow's feet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the lines outside, right outside of yeah. your eyes. Like, that really shows how old someone is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird because I have a coworker who... I always forget. She has like 3 kids. She's really tiny. She looks really young, but she's like in her 40s. Uh-huh. And I was hanging out with her and she has those lines uh-huh. so intensely. And I was like, oh, you are old.
You say it so nice. See, actually, no, I always look at hands.
Yeah, I've heard that's another one too.
Like, I always look at the hands because you can definitely tell. They say it doesn't typically happen where you get age spots. You shouldn't be getting them before 40, but if you are, definitely use moisturizing cream, especially if you live somewhere with a lot of sun. And unfortunately, yeah. with places here like Seattle, it's overcast all the time, but you can still get
mm-hmm.
The effects of the sun, like, affecting your skin.
Well, and get them checked out too, just in case.
Yeah, if you got any moles or anything that's weird. But I always use, like, a lotion that has SPF in it.
Same.
Just in case. Just to protect your skin. There's a lot of stuff that I never really realized growing up. Just to protect yourself. And not necessarily just from aging earlier, like people think it's a vanity thing, but the SPF can help you not get, you know, skin cancer one day.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, too. Don't think of it as a vanity thing. Think of...
But hey, if you want to look good too, that shoot, too. I mean, why like, not?
Yeah, exactly. So, what can we do to postpone aging? Is what we want to know.
Yeah, it is.
So, monitor the condition of your blood and the amount of protein in it.
What?
So, I mean, if you go to the doctor and they, you know, you can go to the doctor and have them check it, I guess. These indicators can tell you about the overall condition of your body. And once you know the norm, it is easy to track changes. Actually, it's interesting because I was watching a BuzzFeed video and that's what they did. They, I think. They had tested their blood to see what their biological age was. And one of the guys had recently started working out. He lost like 50 pounds, was eating right, stopped smoking. And I think they did it before and after too. And one of the girls didn't really do much to change. She drank still and smoked and
yeah.
wasn't really active. And so he was actually, he came out younger. Like he I think used to be older.
Mm-hmm.
His body was older. And then when he's changed his life around, he actually was younger than he actually was.
Wow.
Just because he did all these different things. And then she ended up being older than she was.
Oh, weird. It's crazy how much like what you consume and stuff, like mm-hmm. how much that like has an effect.
Right.
Like even if you don't feel it, like in mm-hmm. your insides, which sucks because I love French fries and bad food.
Me too.
And drinking.
Yes, me too. I don't really get drunk anymore, but I still enjoy my drinks.
Yeah.
And it's just extra calories I don't need. Track your hormonal background. This is directly connected to the speed of aging. So also only take hormonal medications by a doctor's prescriptions. The wrong pills will only worsen your condition and can even provoke weight gain.
Oh, yeah.
So if you notice, you know, if you have any hormonal things or don't take any supplements.
Yeah, go to a freaking doctor exactly. because hormones can be gnarly.
They can mess you up. Stop looking at your phone with your head bent down.
Oh.
So actually, I learned this at my chiropractor I would go to. It's when you look down and you're at your phone, you're actually putting about 19 pounds of weight on
Ooh,
your neck.
Ouch.
So that was one of the things I'd do when I, because he's in Seattle, so I have a hard time going to see him. But one of the stretches we would do is like I'd put this strap under my chin and I'd like.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I'd have to like pull or something with it, like my neck up.
To stretch it out.
To stretch it out. And it's like leaning back and it felt really, really good. But he'd always tell me, if you're looking at your phone, try to keep it up. Like you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Or somebody with bad eyesight because you have your phone up to your face.
But put he your looks phone... like an idiot right now.
Yeah, exactly. So put the phone up to your face as much help as possible neck. To help your neck. So you're not looking down.
If anyone gives you crap, just be like, I'm helping out my neck.
My neck hurts.
Yeah.
But also, this is the best way to get rid of unnecessary like your neck wrinkles.
Oh man, also, I try to smooth this out. You know, when I'm feeling double chin like, try to rub it out a little. I feel like it does
You can do it with
help.
A towel.
Even though
I heard a towel does it too. Like,
really?
You just kind of snap little... it underneath your neck yeah, to kind of get it up there.
Yeah, I sometimes take a hairbrush. And right. Like...
same situation applies when you're watching TV in a horizontal position when your head's lying on a pillow. And so if like the TV's located too low down.
Oh.
So try to keep like your TV up higher,
yeah.
which is what I'm actually going to be mounting my TV soon. So
hang it up.
Wash your face after the gym. So frequent washing breaks the protective layer of skin. However, the sweat that stays on your skin after physical training causes irritation and inflammation, which can result in dryness and wrinkles in the future.
Mm.
And that's why it's not only important to wash your face after physical exercise, but also in the mornings because your skin secretes oils and sweat during the night as well. So do more.
And if you're a sweaty person like I am, and do your body too.
Yeah. Like I have to after I sweat, I have to because otherwise I will break out.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw this picture, this dude, he's like, I never moisturized in my entire life. And he did a like 3 week or 6 week difference
comparison
of his face of him just after moisturizing. And he looks so much younger and fresher.
Wow.
It was so like, guys aren't taught to like use moisturizer.
Yeah, they're not at all. Girly.
Exactly. And I'm like, no, let's just protect your
skin. Skin is skin.
Yep. We all have skin.
You have it too. Yeah.
And one of the last one on this list is spend less time driving. Each driving session is stress for your body. The levels of cortisol and adrenaline increase and provokes both early wrinkles and general fatigue. It is way healthier for the body to take a walk. In addition, if you spend more than 1 hour commuting into the office, you may want to consider changing your job for one that is located closer to home. I can't do that.
That is really surprising to me. Well, I wonder if you like driving. If you're a person who likes to drive. Yeah, is that the same thing? Because I understand for me, because I hate it.
I do too, especially if I'm by myself.
Oh my God. I almost got in a wreck yesterday because traffic on the freeway stopped suddenly and I had to slam on my brakes. And then the person next or behind me had to swerve out of the lane to miss me.
Uh-huh.
Like, thank God it was at the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, when that happens,
terrifying.
Terrifying. And then my heart just won't stop beating for a while. I'm panicked, even though nothing happened. I'm that could have been so bad. Shooken up. So I hate driving. So that probably caused some wrinkles.
It's just more stress. Wrinkles. But I'm also thinking it's stress on your physical body too.
Because you're sitting.
Because you're sitting for long periods of time.
So we're going to do those Kegels.
Kegels?
Yes. Yeah. I was told to do that at every stoplight. My dance teacher told me that.
Oh. I'm going to do that now.
The guys will love it.
It's been a minute for me, so I feel like
you're already
fine.
Really. Can I not say that? Sorry.
But sorry.
That'll keep you young.
Right? Not having sex, apparently.
No, the Kegels.
Oh.
Well, yeah, maybe both.
but I don't really have much of an option. Once I'm done with helping my friend move all her stuff, I don't want to drive anymore than I need to.
I don't envy you driving so much. And I don't envy those 9-to-5ers. You guys are saints because I don't know how you guys
can get stuck in traffic,
especially going home. Mm-hmm. And it takes 2 hours.
Or getting to work and it takes 40 minutes longer than it needs to.
I don't have that patience. Mm-mm. I go insane.
That's why I talked about in the previous episode how I got my car broken into.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much traffic on the way down. I was getting I was annoyed because she was supposed to ride with me. And I know had she stayed in the car with me, she would have grabbed her backpack and the car wouldn't have been broken into.
And because you guys have carpool laned that bit.
And we would have carpool laned. So I was in, obviously before the window broke, I was just mad that I was stuck in traffic. I'm like, if she would have ridden with me, I wouldn't have to sit here.
Yeah, and how long is that drive usually?
An hour and 10 minutes. Exactly.
Normally it's that long?
Mm-hmm. And it was over 2 hours. It might have been 2.5 hours.
You can get to Bellingham and get to Oregon. And you could take a flight to California in that time.
Exactly. So I was already not in a good mood. So that builds up too. So
she owes you.
Oh, God.
More than just a window.
I told her she needs my... She needs to come on, you gotta service me here. Help a sister out.
Yeah,
that's
isn't she your wife?
Yeah,
your housewife?
It's funny because we'd call each other our trophy wives and I made that comment on air.
Yeah.
And so Steve called, it's like, wouldn't you be the participation trophy wife? And so now that's what we jokingly call me. I call her that sometimes too. She wants to make pins.
The partition.
Participation trophy wife.
That's so funny.
So I'm, anywho.
I love that.
If you guys have any techniques or something, what stresses you out? Because I am curious what causes the most stress in people. Because for me, definitely driving. For you as well.
Oh.
For me, waking up on time, getting into work.
Yeah, stresses you out.
Especially after a vacation.
Oh, yeah, the whole alarm going off. And traffic is a huge one.
Right.
I going into places alone, that stresses me out.
Yep.
That, I don't know why. Maybe I need to get better at that. Maybe that should be my goal this year.
I mean,
my goal for life.
Life goal.
Yeah, tell us what stresses you out and then tell us if you have any really good remedies on how to not age.
Or not decrease, or to decrease stress in general.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about a 24-year-old technically still being a teenager in a way, an adolescent?
Do you know what I think is also crazy with that is we have them pick what they want to do for a career
at 18.
At 18.
Yeah, I think
and
it's
go
stupid.
Through four or how many ever years of college, like even before you're 24, where they're saying you're still a child at 24. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane to me.
I have so many friends that like picked their career, did their career for a while, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to change it.
Well, to think like at, 18 plus, yeah. So I think at 22,
uh-huh.
You're supposed to be in something for the next, 50 years?
Yeah.
What?
Like, I have a friend who got her degree in hairdressing, and she's did a hairdressing thing for a long time, different ways. And then one day she's like, I'm going to be an engineer.
Yeah. I mean, you're still even if you do it for 10 years, you're still you're then 32 and right. You're like, I've done this for 10 years. I'm over it now. Like, it
exactly.
Was great for 10 years, but now I'm a whole different person now.
She is now 29 and she made this change 3 years ago. So yeah. She started obviously 18 start. So I think in her mid 20s, she's like,
been here, done this. All yep. Right. Hair is cool, but good for her.
And I've actually, her husband was I think he worked in construction sites and he's I'm going to be a cop.
Dang.
That kind of thing. Or there's just so many people that are doing that nowadays. And it's because you're stuck making that decision
so early. And if you're still, according to the survey, you're still an adolescent at 24. How can they even know what the hell they want to do?
Right. And so forever. I feel they're forcing college down everyone's throats. And I read the best thing ever where it's somebody tweeted this out. They're like, damn. My high school teacher told me, it's if you don't, study hard and don't work hard, you're going to end up a garbage man. But garbage men are making more money than she is as a teacher.
Yeah.
She worked hard. She went to college and she is a teacher. Garbage men, I'm not saying it's a luxurious job, but they have a pretty
awesome.
Good
money.
They make really good money.
I know, right?
So I'm like, why are we, the whole dirty jobs mentality, the Mike Rose, it's don't discourage kids from these jobs. They're not pretty. You're not an actress and you're not sitting there, drinking champagne and, traveling the world, but you're doing, something that's
helpful,
that can make you money. It's needed.
And usually it benefits.
Yeah.
And insurance.
And you get those strong arms.
Ooh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You got benefits, boy.
Ooh,
hey, look at you.
Shoot, can I be on your insurance? What up?
It's like, hey, you want to wife me up?
Yeah. Just so I can go to the doctor for cheap. Thanks.
But yeah, we want to hear all the...
Let us know because Vicky and I are getting old.
I'm getting so old. Oh, God. Bye, guys.
Bye.